Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 277. This is the show where we talk about Android applications, and today we're going to be doing just that. But first, let me introduce the co-hosts, and we'll get into it, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Big Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I cannot complain on this nice Friday.
Very cool.
How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty well, but I also forgot to mention, literally, when I was at Columbus, Ohio, someone handed me a beer. I literally stood up, I went into the bathroom, and I poured some out in the sink, and I held it up. I said, Steve and Eric, that was for you. And then, of course, I promptly drank the rest of it.
Did you really do that?
Yes.
Dude, thanks a lot, man.
People were looking at me funny. Like, why would I take a beer to the bathroom? But you know, I don't care.
Thanks, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
No problem.
Also joining us is Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's going on, Eric?
Well, this is a weird theme because a couple weeks ago, somebody else poured out part of a white Monster energy drink beverage in my memory. And I had to go find a white Monster to drink. And I was in a town where that was impossible. And so that put me on a wild goose chase while I was trying to, you know, go to lunch in between classes. And I never did find a white Monster. But I'm going to give a shout out to Martin Obando, who did pour a little bit of white Monster out for me. But since then, I bought a 4-pack, and it was good.
And what am I missing here? Am I that out of it? I didn't know that was a thing, where you pour something out for somebody.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I remember even watching, I don't know, movies in the 80s, I will say, where, you know, you pour some out for the
basically
brother that's
all the
not here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. Wow. Gosh, that hurts. Where have I been? Am I living life with my eyes closed?
Maybe you're just not that much of an alcoholic yet. I don't know, Steve.
Well, I watch movies.
I don't know.
I don't watch movies. Anyway. Honestly, I just learned this within the last probably 2, maybe 3 years at the most that this was a thing. So no,
thanks. All right. Well, that makes me feel better.
I know somebody did it. I don't know if it was last year at OLF or the year before, and we literally did have to explain it to a couple of people.
Okay.
I'm like, no. It's because they're not here. Right. It's for them. It's like ceremonial. We're, you know.
I understand it now.
Right.
And then you guys lifted me up off the sidewalk where I was licking the mm-hmm. your wastings. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay, you guys are doing this for a reason. I thought you... All right.
Wastings. All right, here we go. Oh, wait a minute. I was going to read an email. I have a huge email from Kevin Liu. It's humongous. I'm going to save that for next week, though. But I was just about to read it. But this is an app show. We're not reading emails here. So, Dor, what do you got for apps today? And we'll just do, we won't do like empty attack. We'll do back and forth like the normal routine.
Okay. Right. The first app out, the first app out the gate. I will say I've literally spent the last couple of days, nearly a week, trying to comprehend to myself how to best portray this app, because I do believe this. The first couple words said about an app is the most important. It's the first impression. And what I will say about this app is, it is a mesmerizing interface into art, is the best way I can put it. This app is created by a developer named Sigflup. I met her at OLF. I can only say she has the intelligence enough to understand how to create a programming language and a compiler. Something tells me I could easily fit everyone who has the mental capacity to do that in my bathroom. That is a intense mental trait. I'll say that she is able to comprehend.
Create a programming language?
And a compiler.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. I just don't. Okay. And I literally sat in her talk. I understand every word that came out of her mouth. I had no clue of what she was actually saying, but I wanted to be there to support her because I know she's really friggin' smart. This app is a very graphically pleasing interface into some of the art that she's done, and it has a little bit of like ambiance music in the back. You basically roam through a 3D space with pixelated spheres and some of her artwork hanging around. You literally have to find it and discover it. I'll just say this proves yet again, Sigflop, much, 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 much smarter than Door-to-Door Geek.
That's nice of you for bringing this.
I'll tell you what, this app looks great. I can't wait to put it on my Nexus 7 and just sit there in the dark and experience this thing.
It looks creepy.
I love it. Oh, it looks so, so cool.
Yeah, it does look very cool. I honestly would be scared to read this in the dark, but it doesn't take away the fact that it looks cool.
Tomorrow's Halloween. If you could project this on the side of your house, you know, via like a Chromecast and a projector, that would be a kill. Well, for Halloween, you'd be the coolest guy on the block.
Well, I'll just say this. When I was in it, I didn't really think there was anything creepy about it. Just, whoa, you know, like deep.
Cool, man.
I can't wait. This sounds like fun.
And that was called County.
Yes,
thank by Sigflop.
Thank you. And if you just search for County, you'll never find it. You have to search for County and Sigflop. Sigflup.
Did she mention this app in her speech?
No, she was much too into compilers and programming languages.
Oh, okay, I just wondered
her name Sigflop? I'm sorry, Eric.
No, I just wondered how she got where County came from. If it has to do with counting or like a regional area of a piece of state. I don't know.
I felt very around a brain that size. I don't ask a lot of questions because I feel really dumb.
Is her name Sigflop?
Oh, that's her handle. I don't know if it's her actual name.
Would you consider the caricature that's in her icon there to be actually her?
No.
Okay.
Maybe a artistic interpretation thereof.
Okay.
Eric, what do you got for us this night?
This night, okay. I'm gonna be bragging on my phone a little bit during this episode. And one of the things that separated me from the Nexus 6 was the idea of the IR blaster built into the Galaxy Note 4.
Didn't you seem like an IR type of guy?
I didn't know if I would use it or not. I don't have none of my TVs natively have a Cat 5 cable or a Wi-Fi connection, you know, on their own. So yes, I have to change channels with a remote control, and there's usually two or three, you know, piled up on each other near every television in the house, because you can't just, you know, run a TV. You have to have a box, and you got to have, you know, whatever, a Roku and everything else. So anyway. There's an app built into the Note 4 that's called like Samsung Smart Remote. And basically this is the Samsung branded version of what is called Peel Smart Remote, P-E-E-L. This app works so, so well to change the channels on your television, to turn the volume up and down. But then more than your regular remote does, it also gives you a channel guide. It goes on the internet, finds your cable provider, finds out what channels and what lineup they got, and then you can just go through your channel guide. Basically, if you had, I have a Harmony remote, which I paid like $150 for to control all the items in my stereo system. This will do all of everything the Harmony does, but much, much better. And setup time is less than a minute. The Harmony remote is not an easy thing to set up. Once you get it going, it works great. But it's kind of a pain in the butt programming that thing, because it is actually programming. This, you can just flip through. It knows what's on right now on all your channels. It shows you a graphical display. Hey, I want to watch Fox News. Hit the Fox News icon, and then it just turns to the right channel and comes right up.
Wow.
You can do that way, or you can just, you know, go channel up and down. You can do volume up and down, just like normal. But you can get into your settings of your television. It does everything. It's a great value add to the Note 4.
Damn, man, that sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah. Samsung. This is the thing. I don't know if any other major phone manufacturer even offers the IR blaster on the phone itself. There's more than a couple Samsung devices that do. And to be quite honest, I'm a little bit jealous of the fact that my wife can just pull out her phone and change the TV channel. But see, me, I would be the guy who likes to go to a bar or to Best Buy or someplace else and just pull up my phone and just start changing channels. I don't care about changing the channel here. I care about going someplace and changing the channel on people.
Basically, all you need to know is the brand name of the television, and it'll pull it up, and you're going to be changing channels and turning it off or whatever you want to do.
Oh, yeah. Buffalo Wild Wings, sports bars. Oh, yeah. I have had lots of fun.
Figure out which one the volume's piped to or from in Buffalo Wild Wings. And it's nice because you can set up for every room. You know, I've got one that says kitchen, one that says bedroom, one that says family room, and it controls all the items in those rooms perfectly.
Damn, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
and I can tell like it probably has a big enough screen that it doesn't get unwieldy just using it for that.
No. Oh, the phone itself?
Yeah.
No, it works good. And then that's the thing. You do have, you always have that option. You can make your screen smaller down to like the size of a Nexus 4 with one click. If you feel that the phone itself is too big, it shrinks the whole screen down to the bottom left hand corner of the phone. And then you got a smaller screen that you're working with.
I'll tell you, I'm not going to lie. I was at T-Mobile today.
Hey, that's my line.
And I know, I can't, I'm sorry. I was at T-Mobile today, and I was taking a look at the Note 4, and I had thoughts.
Ooh.
It has a beautiful screen. It really, really does. But I just don't think I could get used to how big it is. I don't know. You're getting used to it, how big that is? And
honestly, the first couple days, I was really starting to doubt that I could handle it. And the thing is, I don't like the way the rear camera protrudes from it. I was feeling that I would set it down on the desk and it was going to scratch up that back lens. So I went on podnuts.com/Amazon, got a real cheap poetic cover case for it. It opens up like a book. And then it also does, you know, one of these numbers where it can sit up on your desk like that. I was going to order the Samsung Smart Cover, the one where it's got like a piece of glass in the front,
right?
Yeah. And it controls, and it's got its own apps just for the cover so that you can answer the phone without having to open it up. You can do quite a few different things without even opening the cover. But that was $50 just for that cover. And this one was $7 and free shipping.
Oh, there you go. You can get 7 of those.
Yeah, the colors weren't exactly what I thought. Another thing with colors on the Note 4, I read some reviews. There's different color settings that you can have, and the one I'm choosing to go with right now is the cinema color, which is the most exaggerated, saturated, contrasty setting you can possibly get. It's just super inky and bright. And
I wonder what a strawberry shortcake would look like on that screen.
It'd be vibrant and red.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Oh, man. So you're used to the size of it now.
I am. Yeah. I'm fine. I can twist it around one hand. No problem.
And you like that?
Yeah. I really don't find myself using. I've got it there all the time. The little shrink the whole thing down. And then today I was playing with it a little bit where you can make your keyboard smaller too so that you can do the one-hand keyboard. I find that I'm never doing my keyboard one-handed anyway. And to shrink that down, it kind of looked kind of weird. It wasn't nearly as nice looking. I turned that back off. But,
interesting.
But no, I don't have any complaints with it yet that I can think of that I haven't figured out a way to get around.
Mm-hmm.
It takes beautiful pictures. I took a picture. I don't know if I think I posted it on Google Plus of my backyard the other day at lunch with the water. Yeah. And then Google just took it and made an auto awesome out of it. And it makes me want to just print it out on a canvas and hang it up somewhere. It was a really nice picture.
Yeah, it was.
I was really excited about that too, because the camera's supposed to be super awesome or whatever, but I haven't really taken low light pictures. I haven't done a whole lot with it to find, you know, to explore any of the functions or the quality of that.
Yeah, I'm sure you will in time. Well, and I'm still considering it.
Yeah, that's.
I actually went to T-Mobile to trade in my Nexus 7 and get an iPad 2 Air. I'm not kidding. But I'm not on the jump plan with my Nexus 7, so I couldn't do it.
Well,
I'm stuck with it.
I'll just say I feel like you're not ever speaking completely honestly about any device unless you say something negative about it. So I'll ask you, Eric, if there's one thing you had to ding the Note 4 on, what would that be?
I haven't had it long enough. It's the camera sticking out of the back for sure.
That's the part.
Definitely. It's okay. It immediately, right off the bat, day one was a bad user experience with it rebooting on itself. It's come out of that though. I mean, the problem with the camera sticking out the back, I fixed with a $7 cover. A lot of the other problems kind of went away on their own.
Right. It was rebooting because.
And that's a bad thing. You know, yeah. You got that.
Well, yeah, I'll say. I'm a firm believer any ROM or any new phone or any phone that just got an OTA update, there's always a settle in period. Sometimes it's a rocky settle in period. Sometimes it's just a app might force close settle period, but they, for some reason, they all need time to like, you know, settle down, sink in, find comfy spots and just start working fine.
Okay. Here's a negative thing. The fitness app that's built into it. So this one's got the blood, it does your pulse rate or something. Yeah. Anyway, it's got a fitness app and it's got the accelerometer on it. So it uses it like a pedometer and measures how many steps you take. Well, I don't always have my phone on me every step I take. That's one thing I really, 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 really am missing on the watch. Cause I was getting into seeing how many steps I was taking, trying to meet my 10,000 step goal, you know, and things like that. This will remind me that it'll say, hey, you haven't gotten up in an hour when I'm at work. How about you get up and take a little walk? I'm like, you know, how about you just mind your own business? Because you've been sitting on my desk and I have gotten up and walked. So shut up. You know, it's a little more than needs to be on that kind of thing.
Yeah, they shouldn't put that into a phone. I can understand that on the watch.
Well, now, obviously, two really quick follow-ups there, Eric. A, I will never install any fitness, anything onto anything I own. If I want to do fitness, I'll just do fitness. I don't need an app for it. You get up, you walk faster and you eat better and you will lose weight. You don't an app, you know, whatever. Two, Steve, I got to say, shame on you for iPad Air 2. Cause here's the whole gimmick. I've now heard three people that say that they've owned one and all three people said the same thing. Worse battery life than the previous iPads. Who had an iPad for the last version and complained about it being too thick? I'm just wondering. Anyone? Anyone? No, I don't think so. They just literally did that just so they say they could. The battery life is literally worse than the last generation one. Almost like the Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. As every generation went on, their battery life got worse and worse and worse. So I don't think that's a smart move of them to make it just thinner for the sake of thinner, sacrificing battery life.
It's lighter.
Oh yeah, great, yeah.
Don't you want a light tablet?
I thought you wanted. I thought the goal was fitness here. See, wouldn't you want a heavier tablet if fitness is all the new rage? I'm just saying.
Well, for also you bashing on fitness apps, I think you're going to eat those words. Nope. If you ever do decide to you know, seriously get in shape, you're probably going to find apps that you use for fitness.
No, I don't, because I don't need them. Fitness is a...
No, I think you will.
Fitness is a lifestyle. It's a state of mind. It's a getting off your butt and doing something, not a posting your runtastic thing to the internet saying, look what I can do.
No. Door to door. Okay, so I just posted another app that I was going to bring, and this is the replacement for the annoying one that's on the Samsung. This is one that just came out that comes with Android Wear. It's called Google Fit. It works extremely well when you have a watch. When you have a phone, it works just like the Samsung built-in one, but not annoyingly. This isn't, that's not for showing off.
Did we lose him? Are you still there?
Yeah, he's talking. He's having bad internet.
Okay, here, let me turn myself down.
There you go. You're back.
So Google Fit's nice if you have a watch, but not so much if you don't. But it tells you the exact same data that the Samsung one does without having the annoying, hey, why don't you get up, lard butt? You've been sitting there for more than an hour now. And it keeps going. It's like, oh, it's been 2 hours. Well, you know, it's been 2 hours since I haven't moved my phone. It's not been 2 hours since I haven't moved my body, you know. So that, I'm surprised, Dor, that you're not into fitness.
He's gone, too.
Huh. Well, it's his turn anyway to step out for a second. So did you look at the G3 while you were there at T-Mobile?
Very briefly. I mainly went for my tablet, but...
That's an impressive phone, too. The G3.
Yeah.
And Dirty Thumbs, for all you guys who miss him, we do too. He just got the G3. I had a friend who's in the Optimus Club with me, and he was showing me his the other day. I like the idea that it has no buttons around the edge at all.
Right.
That's cool to me. I really think that's nice.
Sean said he likes that too. I don't know how. That's just one of those things you have to use it to see if you're going to like it or not. I don't know if I would.
Yeah, this guy was the same way. He goes, this is the best part about this phone is that it doesn't have any side buttons. I'm like, well, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Now, I honestly say on this note, I wish they would have moved the side buttons, the volume rocker down towards the middle of the phone like they seem to be doing on the Nexus 6. I think that's a smart move when you've got a huge phone that you don't have to reach all the way up to the top to move your volume rocker.
Right. They didn't do it on the 4?
The 4, no, it's still up there. It doesn't have ceramic buttons, but they are nice metal ones on this thing. They're not plastic. They got a nice clicky kind of a Cherry MX click to them, you know?
Cherry MX?
Like the clicky keyboards you can get for the gaming.
They have that? I like clicks.
Yeah, they click. The buttons on this are very clicky.
Ah, that's pretty awesome. All right.
Hey, Dor.
Sorry.
All right. So that's cool, Eric. It's a good app. It's called Google. What's it called? Google Fit by Google. All right, Dor, do you have any other apps?
Of course, sir. I literally do. This is an app I look at and I like tilt my head like at a 30-degree angle like a deer. I don't know what to think about this app, but it's interesting. It's called Journey and Notes. There's a lot of apps out there to help you, I would say, get to places, like turn-by-turn navigation, points of interest type stats to discover places to go. This is a little bit different. Dare I say this might be, I don't know, Kevin MacLachlan might have a use case for this kind of thing, being a man of the road, if you will. This app is supposed to be a documenting interesting places you find on the way to something else. So it's journeying. It's the act of journey and the notes along the way of the journey. I don't know if I don't, somebody out there is going to love this app.
So when you're taking a trip, you use this app while you're taking your trip.
Right. And it's a social experience for, I'm thinking, other people using this app. So you can say, you know, this is a great stop along the way if you want to look at a giant ball of yarn and have some great biscuits and gravy. I don't know.
It's neat that you would bring a Microsoft app for one.
I know.
The second thing is neat on the last screenshot that they went from camping to a restaurant. That's almost never done. Usually you eat at the campfire or the camper. You usually are in pretty rough shape to be actually checking into a restaurant to eat after camping. I'm just saying.
I purposely did not mention this was a Microsoft app because I wanted to see if anyone else picked up on it.
Wait a minute. Okay, you got to be honest with us, right? Right now, straight up, honest. Did you know it was a Microsoft app?
Yeah, so the first thing I noticed, it was a Microsoft app, and I don't understand the app. There's a lot about Microsoft I don't understand.
What else is new?
Yeah. There's a lot about Microsoft I don't understand. I don't know why they would put an app out there without having their name blatantly on it, number one. Number two, they put out an app with a movie and only two screenshots, where every other app in the store has at least like four or six screenshots. I don't know what this, I don't know what they're doing. I don't understand them.
Did you watch the video for this door?
No.
Okay. It's okay. So these days we're always going somewhere. Okay. And then it shows, you know, a little animation of people moving around. The next slide, constantly spending constantly spending our time between places, they say, you know. The next slide is, these non-places give us a whole new way to connect. So it's all about the journey. You're right. I don't think any place should be called a non-place, though. That's just, that's elitist.
I didn't think of it that way. Interesting. Journal every mile you cover and share your experiences with others. Yeah, I think there are going to be a lot of people who like this app, no doubt.
I don't know. I mean, to be quite honest, the only thing that came to mind was my uncle back in the, I guess, I don't know, 60s or 70s, being a hippie, hitchhiking from one coast to the other.
Now that's a journey.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. You know, that's a person who literally is on a journey. Me, I'm going to work. You know, I'm picking up a piece of foam for my kid to finish his Lex Luthor costume for Halloween. I'm not on a journey.
All right, maybe it's not for you then.
I don't.
But like, say you like go to OLF, you'd use it for that trip. Or like, say you jump on a Greyhound and you have to go from like Massachusetts to Florida. I'm sure there's stuff you'd want to write in your journal on that trip.
Well, not sounding dumb. If I'm on the road by myself or on a bus, I can definitely see doing this app to like take up busy time. But I drove from Baltimore, Maryland to Columbus, Ohio, 7-hour trip and back with Jonathan Nadeau in my vehicle. We just kept carrying on laughing, storytelling amongst ourselves kind of things the whole way there and back. So I didn't have time to stay. Hold on 1 second, Jonathan. Let me log my journey and note entry.
Yeah,
here.
If you were the quiet person in the back seat of the vehicle with Dor and Jonathan in the front seat talking the whole way,
Eric, come back to us. Eric,
I'm coming back.
Jeez, I'm major difficulties
back.
Today.
I'm back.
Okay.
Okay.
If you're the kind of person, what?
If you're the kind of person who's sitting in the back seat while Jonathan and Dor are having this big conversation in the front seat, and you're just sort of disinterested, you could just sit on your phone and log a journey. You could just make one up, I guess, too. That what would be really cool is if these guys would shut up and we could eat at that restaurant over there. I'm going to type in another restaurant. Oh,
yeah, or like, you know, we just passed like the ugliest tree I've ever seen or something like that.
Or you could have your kids just hand your phone, have these extra devices to your kids. Say, hey, your assignment on this road trip is journey. No, you're just not going to be touching each other or making noises or distracting the driver. Here you go. Fill this out.
Fill this out.
Yeah. And Eric just mentioned something I got to mention. My kids were in the back seat of the car the other day coming home from daycare. And when I looked back there, my youngest one literally had his finger pointing at his brother. And he said, I'm not touching you. And I'm like, I didn't show him that. I swear it wasn't me.
Ben, the kids sound like there. A trip. Very funny.
They are unique fellas is all I'll say. Did I tell you the other day they insisted on calling me their bra? B-R-A. And my wife was like, that's something that a woman wears. And of course, that just made my kids laugh even harder.
They're calling you bra?
They insisted that I'm their bra.
That's so bra. Funny. Are they making money on the side bounty hunting?
No, but they should. And if you guys haven't seen it yet, just Google search programming it was at some conference somewhere. Some guy did a quick like 20-minute talk speech on programming, and the whole time they're calling me bra. The only thing in my head was the guy did describing how to program.
Wow, that sounds like my kind of speech. I got to check that out.
Yeah, it sounds like Eric speak. Mm-hmm. All right, you boys have any more apps you want to cover before we end up?
I do have a few more. The first one I got to throw out there, I'm a little confused by. Kevin Rose, years ago, I'm talking the advent of Android in the very beginning, there's an application called Quick, Q-I-K. I believe the purpose of this app was essentially to live video stream from your Android device. The intention of it was to do small blurbs of video at the same time people could be chatting in a room about the video as well. Well, apparently Skype, aka Microsoft, yes, I've brought two Microsoft apps, have acquired what it looks like Quick, where they turned it into more of a group video chat. So I guess this could be a comparison to Google Hangouts, maybe?
Oh, it's got a Skype-esque look of a logo.
Well, it's by Skype, that's why. I mean, yeah.
Mm.
What kind of discussions were you having at Ohio Linux Fest that you come back to the show with two Microsoft apps?
I did mention we were kind of inebriated, but no, neither of these came from OLF. I'd say that. But this was an app that just caught my eye because I remember Kevin Rose showcasing Quick, Q-I-K, and talking about it, and it seemed pretty cool for me, but, you know, my lackluster device then would not play it. Okay.
That's like video chatting.
Group video chatting. Skype, Quick, group video chat.
Hmm. That's pretty cool.
It might be, or it might suck completely. Because there's a Microsoft app after all. Okay, next we have LumaFic. LumaFic. LumiFic. Photo gallery.
I say LumiFic.
Yeah, there you go. LumiFic. See, I knew we had you on the show for a reason, Eric. This is basically a quote-unquote more sophisticated gallery application, and I believe it can do some, I don't know, I guess I'd say filters and stuff to your pictures to bring them out to their fullest potential or something. I don't know.
Oh, that's nice. It crops them and straightens them automatically for you. It's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with the Google Photos app, but I know there are some Google non-people out there, like the guy who was supposed to show up on Monday, but, you know, didn't happen. So for those non-Google folk, you're always looking for the next photo gallery. This might be your, you know, hookup.
Not by Microsoft.
That was pretty cool.
Not by Microsoft. Unless Microsoft bought Mythic as well, which could have happened.
Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
Cool.
Now, the last app I'm going to throw out there, I haven't had a chance to try it, but here's why I know it's a good app. If you have not seen by now, there is a young college student nicknamed MKBHD who I personally feel is a great YouTuber. I don't like the term YouTuber. Okay. I don't like most of the people that post up on YouTube. I really like this guy. A, quality of video second to none, probably 4K. Audio quality as well. It's fantastic. And he gives what I think of as some of the most honest reviews of Android devices, but I wouldn't call them reviews because that's almost too journalistic. He just talks about him the way he likes to talk about him. And I saw this app on his phone screen. So it must be a good app. It's called Fenix, F-E-N-I-X, for Twitter, $4.49. I do think this is the kind of app that once they sell so many of them, they can't sell any more because Twitter has a lockdown on how many clients can be running from a single key. So if you are a Twitter fella, folk, and you get yourself all hooked on the Twitter and you like the Twitter, and you like to the tweet kind of thing, Fenix might be your preferred Twitter client. Yeah.
Looks good.
Mm-hmm.
So do you use this for Twitter?
I don't use Twitter. I said like 3 years ago on Linux for the Rest of Us, Twitter is dead to me. And hold on, yes, it's still dead to me.
Why?
Because I can never say what I want to say in 150 characters. I don't care if someone says, hey, Dor, how you doing? 148 characters later, I realize there's not enough characters for me to write a proper answer to this guy. So then I just backspace. Okay. How about you? Because I can't say what I want to say. That just really gets me mad.
I got one more app, Steve.
Bring them.
Okay. This one, I'm going to bring just because Christmas is around the corner. And if you're cheap, this might be one way to get her done. This app's called Twice. Brand name used clothes.
The link's not working.
Oh, it's not?
Is it not in the store anymore?
No, it should be.
It's called Twice? I'll just type it in.
Yeah, it's T-W-I-C-E.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, this is an app. And if you download this app now, you start out with a 50% off coupon off your first purchase. So not only can you get great name brand apparel for a super low price because it's slightly used, you can even get half off of that. So some of these shirts that you can get for like $12, it's going to only cost you $6. The bad thing is you got to be a chick because there's no men's clothes on here. I don't know what any of this stuff is or if it's good or not or any of that. Seems like it might be a good idea for someone though. It's like a high end, you know, Goodwill without having to go there.
Interesting. Yeah, that's what it is. It sure is. Wow. Used clothes. You don't see too many apps for that.
You don't. No,
I was pretty psyched when I found it, but it turned out not to be for me.
Ah, go to Goodwill.
Oh, I go to Goodwill all the time. That's why I always buy probably everything I'm wearing right now came from a used clothes store.
My shorts are, they still smell like Goodwill. I got them last week.
Goodwill uses a certain detergent that definitely has a smell. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely Goodwill. I'll tell you, I have no shame. I got four pairs of decent shorts for $20. Yeah. I walked out of there smiling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then you get the right, do they do the certain color tag is half off at your stores?
No, not the one I went to.
Yeah, there's every day. I mean, I think it changes once a week, but every day you go in there, if it's like pink tag day, everything with a pink tag's half price, or blue tag or whatever, you know.
Wow.
Does your Goodwill sort your clothes by size or color?
Size.
Oh, that's good. I've been to some Goodwills that they sort only by color, and that's so annoying. You know, so you want a black shirt, I guess that's fine. But then you got to search through all the black shirts to find your size.
The size, right.
Yeah, it's just weird. Door's frozen up again.
No, I'm not.
I'm sure. Oh. Oh.
I'm just mesmerized by this app, Eric.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I just wanted to say there are entire communities of culture that I know literally love going to the Goodwills and finding those hidden gems of, wow, look at this. And it's such a good deal. My sister literally, I think, is like the guru of finding the right secondhand shop, knowing what time of month to go there to get whatever she's looking for kind of thing. She's devoted a lot of brain cycles to this. I will say that.
I can imagine certain women would be good at that or interested in that. And in the same way, I'm like that with Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
Or used to be when I had money.
Menards for me.
But yeah. Menards?
Yeah.
Yeah. Qdoba with me? I don't know.
What'd you say, Qdoba? Yeah,
I like burritos.
Are they on sale today? No? All right, I'll take two.
Well, they're never on sale, but, you know. They're good.
I'll tell you, Chipotle and Qdoba have helped me sustain my diet to a great degree. I go in there and I get a salad. So it's basically just a burrito with no tortilla and then no beans, no rice, but anything else I want, like the chicken, all the sauces, peppers, cheese. It's so good, man. It fills me up.
No beans, no rice, though?
Nope.
Well, there's, you know, rice is Here's rice is one of those things in very small moderation, I think is really good for you. But when you go to Qdoba or Chipotle and you get like what, 4 cups of rice.
Yeah, they shovel it on
yeah.
there.
Yeah. I've never been to Qdoba. Is it good? I'm not a huge.
Imagine Chipotle, but not the taste doesn't taste quite as good.
Well,
otherwise identical.
Well, almost. To me, it's Chipotle, but for people who aspire to be even fatter.
Okay,
I don't know. It's kind of the same, and they're more expensive. And nobody's ever at a Qdoba, but Chipotle's are always packed out the door.
No, where the one I go to, if you're not there before 11:30, you will wait 40 minutes and the line goes out the door.
Really? Door. There's one near me. I every time I go there, I feel like asking them, how the hell are you guys still in business? I'm usually the only one there.
That's like our Hardee's is like that.
Really?
Yeah, but if you order a burger, it takes like 30 minutes to get it done because they cook it fresh supposedly for you. So that's why nobody goes there. They don't have time to wait at a fast food drive-through line.
Well, I'll just say I worked at a Hardee's. It takes a minute and a half to cook a burger. So if it takes 12 minutes, there's something else going on that I don't want to know.
Yeah, they're turning the ovens off just to save some energy in between customers or something. They got to get it back up to temperature.
Oh, and never get a roast beef sandwich at Hardee's. Next.
Ooh, really? Dang.
I don't want to know why.
Roast beef and lettuce was my favorite.
I don't know. I just have a sneaking suspicion. No roast beef.
Yeah, I heard about that. Arby's, too, is kind of the same way. People who eat at Arby's or work at Arby's don't eat the roast beef. And the best thing, do you like Arby's?
I like Tom Arnold being their spokesman.
My favorite thing about Arby's, the favorite thing at Arby's, is the lack of people in the drive-thru. That's the... the best thing I like to get there.
Oh man, I haven't been to an Arby's in a while, and I haven't been in a fast food place for a month. So
that's good.
And I'll tell you guys,
yeah,
every day is a little bit better. I mean, my energy and everything. When I thought in the beginning, in the first week, I'm like, wow, I feel great. No, now I feel better than that, and it just keeps getting better and better. And my body feels like it's going, dude, I'm running on all 8 cylinders now. Thanks. Like, that's what it feels like. It's really cool feeling.
Do you feel like you want to go jog or anything like that yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm out there exercising. I can't not exercise now because it just...
Nice.
My body just wants to.
So what are you doing for exercise? Swimming?
Just right now, I'm walking and jogging a little bit. And today was the first day I picked up some free weights. So once I got that unleashed, now I'm going to be doing free weights probably every day because it just takes that one day to get back into it, and then you're back into
it. Steve just leveled up.
That's right. I feel like I leveled up. Anyway, I'm psyched. So
nice.
I'll try keeping it going. All right. So, good show, boys. Fantastico Deluxe. Do you have anything to say to the folks, Dor, before we end off?
Oh, I'm sorry. You guys were talking about something that I really had no interest in. I'm doing pretty good, Steve. Oh, wait. Yeah. Thanks everyone for their support. Thanks everyone for downloading. Thanks everyone for joining the club. Thanks for everyone who ever writes us an email or sends us a voicemail. Thanks for everyone who came out to OLF. And I will talk to you in about a week there, bro. Or brah.
Eric?
I agree. We have a lot to be thankful for. And I just want to throw out the invitation there. If you're liking the show and you're a listener, there's no reason why you shouldn't join the club. It's podnuts.com/AAA club. Join that, and you could have been a winner tonight. We gave away 5 things during the show to the people who were in the club and who were watching live.
It was on Wednesday, actually, right?
Yeah, Wednesday. And there's no reason why you couldn't have been one of them.
Absolutely. Definitely join the club. All the perks. It's fun. You owe it to yourself. Treat yourself. It's free. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. See you next time. Have a good weekend.